I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Nothing like a foreign trip to take a president's mind off a stinging midterm election defeat. President Obama's getting ready to head to Asia. His 10-day tour will include two major economic summits, one in South Korea and one in Japan. First, though, Mr. Obama will be going to India. The leaders of the world's two largest democracies have a lot to talk about, from trade and outsourcing to security and nuclear issues. Robert Kaplan is senior fellow at the Center for a New American Security in Washington and author of the new book Monsoon, The Indian Ocean and the Future of American Power.
I think that the president's most important goal, which hasn't been stated enough in the American media, is he has to reassure our Indian allies that while he wants to withdraw troops from Afghanistan, he will not do so precipitously, and any withdrawal will be conditions-based. That's because the Indian elite wants to fight in Afghanistan down to the last American soldier. Afghanistan is not a far-off Central Asian country to the Indians. To the Indians, it is part of their subcontinental domain. For many centuries, during many empires from antiquity to early modern history, eastern Afghanistan, Pakistan, and northern India were part of the same polity. So Afghanistan will be spoken about a lot in the meetings between the president and the Indians.
Okay. For you, Robert Kaplan, second on the president's agenda would be what?
Second on the agenda would be getting over the technical and legal difficulties about the civilian nuclear power deal. As you know, the Indians and the United States have signed a far-reaching deal to share nuclear technology, and because the borderline between civilian use of nuclear technology and military use is can be very vague, the United States is, in a sense, giving India a pass. And the third thing is that now that the civilian nuclear deal is more or less completed, the question is, what is the next big thing on the horizon that India and the United States can cooperate on to cement this informal but momentous de facto strategic relationship? Because the rise of India, both economic and military, over the recent years has been the best piece of strategic good luck for the United States since the end of the Cold War. Simply by being India and rising, India naturally balances against China and preserves the balance of power in Eurasia.
Does India see itself that way? I mean, does India see itself as kind of a bulwark in terms of the United States' relation, in terms of China's relationship with the rest of the region?
India sees itself as a rising Eurasian power with almost a Monroe Doctrine-style orientation over the Indian Ocean. It doesn't see itself as a tool of the United States. Indians are much too proud of that, and that proud for that, and therefore they don't want any formal alliance with the United States. That's why these big projects like the civilian nuclear deal or whatever what would come afterwards are so important, precisely because the relationship is informal and always needs a project to keep it going forward.
It's a complicated relationship between the U.S. and India, but I wonder, to put it simply, who needs the other the most, United States or India?
I think we each need each other equally. You know, from the way I've been talking, it's clear that the Eurasian chessboard is one organic continuum. Every place affects every other place, if not directly, then indirectly. China, Burma, India, Pakistan, Afghanistan are all linked. Washington needs India to keep rising as an essentially pro-American, pro-democratic military and economic power in Asia in order to hedge against China. India needs Washington's naval presence in the Indian Ocean, in the South China Sea, as a way to keep India being surrounded by China, because China is building deep water ports to the west of India and Pakistan. Pakistan, to the east of India and Bangladesh and Burma, and to the southeast of India in Sri Lanka. So that Washington needs, you know, New Delhi needs very much a strong, continued American naval presence in the region for years to come.
Robert Kaplan, author of Monsoon, The Indian Ocean and the Future of American Power. Thank you.
Thank you.